Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second, the shortstop, Bobby LaMotte. Batting third, the first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting seventh, the catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third, the center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting eighth, the catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. And now, play ball. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby LaMotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotte hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. McNulty moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Jacobson steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robertson. Spurgeon moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Lutsk moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder has Myatt trapped. He fires to second, with Lamott covering, who tags Myatt for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Lamott moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler is called out on strikes. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Lamott tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Hargrave moves to third. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hargrave scores. Robertson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball towards center field. Speaker makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Speaker. Robertson tags and scores. Van Gilder tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lutsk for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burns. McManus scores. Evans moves to third. Hargrave moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Browns. Bert Cole now pitching. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Van Gilder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Browns. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Browns. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole takes first base on ball four. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 3 in the game. Jamison hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Cole moves to second. Milt Gaston now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Cole moves to third. McNulty moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Gaston reaches second base with a double. There goes Robertson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel now pitching. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lutsk hits a line drive towards short. Lamott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Myatt reaches second base with a double. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Myatt scores. It's Browns, 6, Indians, 6. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. 2 outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Speaker moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Burns is walked intentionally. Sewell moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. Burns moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.